love and hate are things that we create. That means you choose to love or hate things. That has been an amazing thing for me to discover, because in knowing that I choose to love and I choose to hate, then I can see the choices I'm making in life. I can see that I can choose to love everything that happens in my life, or I can pick and choose various things to hate in my life. And love and hate are strong words, of course. You can use the word like, dislike, annoyed, angry. You ultimately choose how you react to everything in your life. What's funny is that I used to have all these resentments against other people. I used to go around thinking certain people were bad, certain people were mean, certain people hurt me, and that they deserved to be hurt back, that certain people were wrong or stupid or selfish. And the funny thing is, I chose all these things for them. I created all of these feelings for them. I noticed the other day, when I had the typical behavior pattern that came up most of my life, I noticed the absurdity over it. I noticed that a family member had parked their car in a way that made it a little challenging for me to park my car also, when there would have been more space there. And we all could have parked our cars together. Instead, I had to park my car in the street. From that, my mind went into the usual pattern of not liking the person. The nice thing is, I can see how stupid that is today. I did things like that most of my life. The more aware you are of yourself, you can see that your mind tries to make other people the enemy. You can see where other people being wrong and doing things bad starts to separate you from them, and then you get to strengthen the idea of you. Also, with that separation comes suffering. Because as soon as I decided that person was wrong for parking their car there, then I started to not like them, and I started to feel pain of separation, that there was this thing between me and them. The nice thing is, I saw that was ridiculous, and I saw I chose that. I could have chose a completely inanimate object. In fact, I did choose a completely inanimate object. A car. I got resentful at how a car was parked. Most of my life, I would have taken something like that in stride and said, I would have added that to my negative narrative. This bastard parked their car there and that. And it would have been part of my narrative of why my life wasn't the way it should be. I see today that I choose to love or hate things. And the nice thing is that I can laugh when I see that choice there. Then I can make a different choice. I can say it's okay. It's not about the car. It's not about the car or the person who parked the car. It's me looking at life, deciding I don't like how things are. That's what it really is. It has nothing to do with what anyone else did. It has everything to do with me looking at life and judging life and saying, nope, that's not how it should be. I don't like this. I hate this. This is wrong. How many opportunities do you see for this in life? Life is full. It's full of opportunities to do this. To look at the way your country's working or the way things are working where you work or at home. Or online, there's so many opportunities to look around and say, this is wrong, I don't like this. I know people in my country, the USA, are big on looking around at how everything's working and saying, this is wrong, this is terrible. And it seems to me we are one of the more spiritually sick countries in the world. And yet we are one of the more wealthy countries in the world. We have every comfort you could want. Things are really nice everywhere. And yet the people walk around mostly miserable, or most of the people walk around thinking life ought to be different. It ought to be better. Most people aren't aware they're making the choice to be like that. I wasn't aware I was making the choice to be like that until it got so bad I didn't want to live anymore. Until life was so messed up in my way of looking at things, until I hated life so much I didn't want to even be a part of it anymore. And then I was destroying the whole life, everything I did have around me, relationships, jobs, friendships, places to live. I finally suffered so much that I woke up, oh, I'm doing this. I need help. I'm messed up and I need help. Most people are able to get through a lot of their life by it not being so bad that there's a motivation to change. If you're not going about life just ravenously hating everything, but just kind of mildly disliking everything, you often can get through life and become an old person who's bitter about life. That seems like such a waste to me, and I'm here, I'm grateful that I don't have to do that. I suffered enough, and I don't have to keep suffering as long as I see I make all the choices about how I feel. Yes, life happens. People will do things to you that make life challenging. Life will do things to you that make life challenging. Yes, I understand that. You and I, we have the choice as to how we feel about it. No one can make you feel a certain way about something. That is only up to you. I know it used to bother me to see people pointing out all these reasons that they were held back in life. Oh, well, this happened, so I just can't do anything. I know it used to really piss me off to see people saying things like their race or their sex or their age or where they lived held them back in life. Because to me, it was so obvious that wasn't the real reason, that those were excuses. That those were convenient things to latch onto and say, oh, it's because of something outside of me that I am where I am now. And you know why it bothered me? It bothered me because that's what I was doing. I was doing that all the time. Saying, well, if this person hadn't have done that, then I wouldn't have done this. And that's what I did all the time. I blamed what I did on everyone else. Well, my girlfriend just wasn't very nice to me, so I dumped her. Not anything about maybe it was the right thing for me. No, she did something, so I just responded. I'm the victim here. Or my girlfriend went out and cheated on me, and oh, I'm such the victim. I was just the perfect boyfriend. Do you think she would have went and cheated on you if you had been the perfect boyfriend? Probably not. It's possible, but probably not. That's how I looked at life, though. Oh, they made me quit that job because they're just jerks. Really? It was them. It was the choices they made. And that's how I went through life, not looking at what I could actually control. It's kind of safe to go look around at everyone else and talk about what they can do. When I notice that people who are most miserable usually will not look at what they are doing. It's always about someone else. Someone else. You know, they did this to me and they did that and they're doing this. And if you stop to ask them, what are you doing? Rarely will they actually talk about what's going on in themselves outside of, oh, I'm so miserable and it's not fair. I don't like it. If this person hadn't have done that, you'll be amazed how fast they change out of whatever's going on with them. Maybe they'll talk for just a few seconds. Yeah, I'm really in pain today. But this person just went and made it so much worse. And right there, if you can see that in other people, you can see that in yourself. I know I watch out for that today because I can't afford to live that old way of life. I'm afraid to live that old way of life. I have a respect that that old way of life is very dangerous for me and for the people around me. I remember all of the crazy and stupid things I did living in that old way of life where love and hate are not choices I make. I remember living like that, and I have that desperation today to remember and practice what I'm sharing with you. Because the person who benefits the most from me talking about this is me. It helps me to think about these things. It helps me to practice staying here and taking care of myself today. So I make these videos because I love myself and I choose to love you and everyone else in the world. And I make this out of love and out of being okay with how the world is. The funny thing is, I'm not saying anyone else needs to change. Everyone's just fine how they are. If you want to live a happy life, if you want to enjoy the peace and serenity and productivity you see that I have, all you have to do is do what I do. And to be fair, these aren't things I made up myself. No, I've taken these from other people who are doing them. I've learned from other people who live the life that I want to live now and am living now. I looked at what they did. Oh, you're doing this? Oh, you're praying in the morning. Okay, I'll pray in the morning. You're getting a good night's sleep every night. I'll get a good night's sleep every night. Okay. You're exercising, and that's okay. I'll exercise. You're talking about your feelings. Okay, I'll talk about my feelings. I learn from one person. Every person in life has a chance to teach me something. What you see is just a product of things I've learned from other people that I am practicing. So these videos are inspiration for me to keep practicing. And they give you the opportunity to build and enjoy, expand, simplify your practice. At least that's what I hope they do. I pray that in sharing this video with you, I will remember the choice of love and hate I can make each moment. And that if I've made the choice of love, I will practice gratitude for having made that choice of love. And if I have made that choice of hate, I will be aware that I have made that choice. And then I will practice prayer to ask to change my choice from hate into love. I will practice gratitude for all the things I have in my life, and that will move the choice from hate to love. And I pray that sharing this with you is useful for you in your life today. Thank you very much for watching or listening to this with me, or reading it if it's on my blog. I'm honored you've continued to spend so much time with me. You're one of the few people that have watched all the way to the end or read all the way to the end, so thank you very much. You are the reason I do these each day. And honestly, I'm talking in the room to myself right now. I'm the reason I do these every day. And there's not that separation between you and I. You and I aren't that different. And that's why I do these, because I believe there will someday I won't even remember that I made these. And I hope that I can watch them if I'm suffering and I'm struggling and I want to live a better life. I hope that I can watch them then. So thank you for being here with me. And I hope you have a great day today.